Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, baby. And as promised, we got a big one in the building. He's a big one because he's the head coach of East High.
His
name is Javonte Holmes. The last time we had it at J-Rock in here, he was the interim head coach at East. He is now the full-time head coach at East, replacing a pretty big shoe, I would say, and Penny Hardaway. But if there's anybody that can fill them, it's this man right here. You talk about one of the respected, most respected basketball men in this city.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not sure there's a... You know, anybody who's worth his salt that hadn't either trained under this man or at some point praised his praised this man's skill. Welcome, coach. Is that did I get all your titles right?
I guess so.
It's hitting hard, brother. You are a man in demand.
I appreciate it.
What are you on Facebook Live over there?
Yeah, Facebook Live.
He's got to keep the audience in tune. You
well,
know what I'm saying?
First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Like how much went into that? Because I mean, you've got your hand in so many things. Like, was it a no-brainer? You can get the, you know, how did that all work out?
It was definitely a no-brainer. But one thing that really I had to take into consideration is, you know, Will Barton, his deal. We sat down, me and him had to talk about it. In season, it's so hard for me and him to really get things going on for the simple fact, 81 games NBA season, 41 on the road.
Always on the road.
So, you know, that was consideration. Then I have a daughter. You know, she just entered high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, do I want to leave at this point in time? You know, so, you know, then with the James Wiseman and Malcolm being there and, you know, all the other guys we got returning, it was hard to leave that as well. So,
Were you a trainer on that staff last year? Were you assistant coach last year? What role had you been in with them?
Because
you know those kids are.
Yeah, I've been assistant coach, you know, but obviously I spent hours in the gym training those guys. So, you know, that's what I do.
So it's a relationship thing. Number one, you know all these kids, you worked them out. So I imagine you had those players saying, we know J-Rock, we want Coach Holmes. Is that kind of how it went?
I don't know what went on behind the scenes.
I got
but I would suspect some of that went on, you know. So we never talked about it with James or Malcolm or, you know, the guys that's returning. But obviously, the team has been together for a while. Malcolm, his fourth year there.
Mm-hmm.
D. Merriweather, his fourth year there.
Merriweather, that's right.
You know, Tadarius, a young kid that came over from Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
Being there on that varsity team, you know, too big of a change with a, you know, change the dynamic of the team. So, you know. Obviously, I thought that was the right decision. I'm happy for it.
You've had to imagine scramble, get the schedule together. I mean, East is used to playing a national schedule. I mean, you got all the kind. Have you been able to manage to do that? You got everything intact. How you feeling?
We got some together right now. You know, the schedule still, man. It's getting the job so late, trying to get the schedule together, man. It's tough.
Are there marquee ones on there you can tell us about? I know you probably still got some things in the works.
Yeah, you know, obviously the Olive Branch game. You know,
yes.
That's one, you know, with DJ.
DJ Jeffries.
You know, I've been in the gym with DJ. Been in the gym with Cameron Matthews, a great player. I was just in the gym with him last week. So, you know.
He's on
just,
the rise.
Yeah, he is. He's a very good player, athletic player. I just think, you know, all around, that game is a big game for Memphis. You know, obviously Whitehaven Faraja does a great job over there. Very well coached.
Got a new Wiseman stopper. We're here. Here is 7-3. You heard?
Yeah, you know Wiseman. You know Wiseman is
Wiseman stopper.
He's a class of his own.
Yeah. I didn't realize that existed.
That's what they're calling him over there, John.
You can make it hard for James, but you know,
they're going to try to.
The only person who stopped James is James.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So,
He's
a good player, man. James works hard. You know, like I said, Whitehaven, the district is going to be tough. Whitehaven with Matthew Morrell, you know, with
their discipline. Who's back now and healthy.
I train a point guard, you know, one of the up-and-coming point guards, Alvin Miles, man. Alvin Miles is tough. When I tell you tough, man, he's a tough kid.
It's a look. You're going to be going against these guys, and you literally know the players inside and out because you've trained half the guys that are going to be on these other teams.
Yes, sir.
Like that's a
sounds like there's an opening for me to get into training is what you're saying. Like
it's a gift and a curse, you know.
Yeah, because you care for them and you love them.
I do want every kid in Memphis. My thing is, you know, the better the talent is in Memphis, the better it's going to be for Memphis. Mm-hmm. And then the curse is that you are getting those guys in the gym and they're getting better and they're playing against
you. Yeah, so, you're helping them beat you.
But, hey, you know, you got to go out there and play the game.
Oh, you're all about
it. You got to go play the game.
Yeah, you're all about your city, man, helping these kids. Yeah. That's what I've always admired about you. Tell us a little bit about a little bit more about James Wiseman. We know his top five's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
How involved are you or uninvolved are you in terms of his recruitment? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I figure he's got enough people around him already.
Yeah.
Does he come to you? Do y'all talk about it? I mean, you're a guy that's
– Yeah, we talk about it, but, you know, what I try to – you know, I'm going to be partial anyway if I try to – you know, try to talk to him about it. So what I try to let him do, as I've done in the past with Jarnell, you know, with Jonathan Williams, with Austin Nichols, with Shaq Goodwin, those guys, all those guys, top 25 guys.
Yep.
You know, I try to, you know, that's a step into manhood almost. It's your first big decision that you got to make on your own. And, you know, you got to be comfortable with it. You know, obviously, you know, it won't be a secret where I would want him to go, but it's not a I can't make the kid go
right.
Anywhere. You know, I'm not going to play. But, hey, you know, he's going to do what he needs to do. I think he's smart enough to gauge the process and take it all in. So, you know, we don't talk about it much. My job right now is to help him be a better player. I don't even look at him as a high school player no more. He's good enough to be a high school player, obviously number one player in the country.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the next level, what he's going to do for college, what he's going to do. You know, to become an NBA player. You know, it's processed in between becoming an NBA player. So
I have to think, and we were talking about it here on the radio, we've talked about it openly, that he had every prep school in the country trying to get him to come.
Yeah.
And he stays at the East, so obviously there's something important there. He wants to be around. Did you figure some of that would come in that pool to go to a prep school? And were you surprised when he stayed? I mean, you know what I mean?
Like, you know what?
Keeping him there seems important.
I knew it was going to come. But he'll tell you, I didn't, you know.
You knew he was going to stay?
I didn't really know if he was going to stay or not.
Okay.
You know, I made my pitch, and I stayed back. You know, you can't. I think the more pressure you put on a kid,
probably
sometimes,
overdo it.
Yeah, if you overdo it, it can go bad on you.
So what was your pitch?
My pitch was, you know, he saw what we did in the summer.
Absolutely.
How he played in the summer, how the team was going. And I think he knew. I pitched the development part.
Right.
You know.
Which is your specialty.
He can go to any prep school in America.
Right.
Help him win.
Right.
But are they going to invest in him as far as his development? That's my thing. I'm going to invest in James for his development, his growth, inside out. You know, just helping him become the better player he can be.
You're going to beat all those other spots on development, and you've still got the national schedule
that
other prep schools would offer him. So it's the best spot for him.
So, that was my pitch, you know.
I got you. And one of the things you hear about James Wiseman is that, you know, obviously dominant at the high school level at his size and what he can do, right? They say he's going to be a better NBA player, though, than he will a college player.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Man, I see him. I see him in a whole different light. I see what, you know, he want to get in the gym, making 1,000 jump shots, you know, getting in there, working on his right hand. You ought to just see him, you know, in the free play, man, he's really in tune on his weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he's trying to strengthen those weaknesses and perfecting his strengths. So we talk about that a lot, man. And, you know, he's been hurt most of the summer, you know, nagging injuries. And yesterday was the first time he went out on the track. We've been doing the track. And I'm breaking him down in groups and we're running, right? And this is the amazing part about the kid. We run four 100s.
Uh-huh.
2 200s, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800. We go all the way up to 800, and we work back down. Mm. We got to the 800, and he's sprinting an 800 like he's running a 100-yard dash, and I was like, wow.
Unicorn.
Just to see that kid run the way he run is crazy.
And it looks like he's worked on his jump shot a lot. Like, that's gotten
better. He used to have it behind his head. It's still a little, you know, a little mm-hmm. further back. Now I would like it.
Yeah.
But, man, he's struggling the ball.
It's consistent.
Yeah, it's very consistent.
Yeah, he's intriguing.
I feel like we don't spend a lot of time talking about Malcolm Dandridge because Memphis has, you know, they've got him in the fold already.
Yeah.
But what are they getting with him, and how far has he come, I guess, in the summertime and in terms of where his game is at right now? I mean, he's already committed. I'm sure Memphis fans would be really interested to hear.
Yeah, Malcolm is all about confidence. You know, he mm-hmm. he has all the potential in the world. Runs like a deer.
Where's he at now? 6'8", 245?
6'8", 245, 6'8 and a half. It looked like he's grown a little bit.
All right.
Very athletic. You know, a beast. When I tell you a beast, chiseled up, got great lateral movement.
Old school four, is that accurate or not?
You know, he can – Malcolm can be a hybrid as well.
Okay.
But, you know, just because of his mobility. Not to say, you know, hey, he can do this or that, but his mobility, he can guard on the perimeter.
I got you.
It's just mentally, you know, he's just got to go and put it together and, you know, he'll be fine.
You don't seem nervous at all, brother.
No,
I guess I got to tell my listeners, I probably told them before, but, I mean, this is a man that's led, you know – what was it? Bluff City Legends at that time.
Led them to the YMCA's, before the name changed.
Led them to the final.
Yeah,
it was Nerlens Noel that year.
Nerlens Noel. Like I said, we won every event that year. You know, I don't want to seem cocky. I don't want to seem cocky, but I am confident as being a coach. I've been under the tutelage of Jimmy Adams, one of the all time winning coaches Tennessee history. Then to be under Penny Hardaway, so you know, hey, you know. I wasn't a head high school coach, but I've always been a head coach on the AAU side. So, hey, you know, I'm confident in what I can do.
How much do you separate the – because you talked about it earlier. You said, you know, if it was up to me, I mean, that's the Memphis fan and you talking. How much do you have to separate yourself? I know it comes easy for you now because you've mm-hmm. you've dealt with so many high-level recruits that have got to make their own decisions. But is it easy to take yourself out of it, you know, the Memphis fan of it? You see, but you know Madness is coming Thursday. You know everybody. Yeah. I'm sure as a fan, you want them all to commit to Memphis as it is. But is it easy to separate the two?
To me, it's not easy because, you know, it's personal for me now, you know.
Yeah.
I got a guy that's a head coach in Memphis I really care about, you know, as a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a love there.
Yeah, I want him to succeed. Uh-huh. So, obviously, yeah, I'm partial to Memphis, but I can't be partial to the kid for Memphis, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But, you know, everybody know my stand. Hey, I'm a Memphis fan. I'm a Penny Hardaway fan. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Memphis. So, obviously, yeah, you know, you want the top recruits that come out of Memphis to stay at Memphis.
We are, of course, talking to Javonte Holmes. He is a new East High School boys basketball coach. Is it, like, do you ever even consider, like, oh, my God, I'm coming behind Penny at this gig? Like, or you know, do you just, like, ignore that part of it?
I think if you put too much into that, you'll put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, drive yourself crazy. For what?
But, you know, I've been with Penny Hardaway from the start. So, hey, we shared the same thoughts, same visions. You know, once we got together basketball-wise and we talked through basketball schemes and mm-hmm. things that we like to do, hey, it wasn't too far apart.
Right.
You know, I learned a lot of things from him. We learned a lot of things from each other. So, you know, I don't look at it, hey, I'm coming behind Penny. I just look at it, I was a part of what Penny built.
Yep.
And I'm just going to try to continue that tradition.
These folks that have looked at him sort of from the outside looking in and say, okay, well, we know he's a great assembler of talent, right? Everywhere he's been, he's got elite-level players. Yeah. Can he coach? Those people that are asking those questions right now, what are they going to see when that ball tips off regular season? What kind of coach will they see? You know.
He's a player's coach. You know, I don't understand where the, you know, far as asking, can he coach?
I get, you know, the feeling from him, he's kind of getting a little bit of it. What you mean? You know, I know it like in my pinky more.
Yeah,
you know,
you got to think about it. He played at the highest level.
Right.
This guy is a perfectionist. You know, he's going to study the game in and out. He's going to study his opponent in and out. So, you know, obviously every level you go to, you're going to have adjustments. As a player, mm-hmm. from high school to college, from college to pro, you're going to have adjustments. Yes, he's going to have adjustments that he has to make. But as far as coaching, X and O's and – man, he's gonna knock it out the box.
What's he like after a loss? I haven't seen it much.
He's very. I can't say he harps on it, but he learns from every experience.
That's what I wanted to know.
You know, it's like, yeah. Now he's a competitor.
Oh, and competitive. Because he's super,
man,
ultra competitive.
Man, ultra competitive. A great sport, but man, you know, he's gonna right his wrongs. If it was a wrong in that game, he's gonna right his wrongs. So, mm-hmm. You know, as far as you know, him making adjustments. Even after halftime, you know, even after the game, you know, if you get them one time, you ain't going to get them two and three times.
How about Will Barton?
Will Barton, man.
Man,
that's my guy.
He got paid, man.
Man, he got paid.
Deserved
it. I'm proud of Will. Will, man, you just don't know. This guy works so hard. I love him. Love him like a brother, man. He, you know.
Why has it not stopped for him? Like, I still see it. Like, you know, he's been working so hard to mm-hmm. get paid like he deserved.
Yeah.
You figure, you know, some of these guys that get the money, Tristan Thompson, they get the money and they, you know, they stop working.
Yeah.
I don't sense that we're going to get that from him.
He loves it, man. Will loves it. You got to understand.
He loves the process.
You got to understand, like, Will's, if you go back, all the way back, Will didn't hit the scene until his last year in high school.
Right.
You know what I mean? He got to Memphis. You know, people was questioning how talented he was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how talented he was, you know. Came out of college early, and you know, went to Portland. Didn't nobody think he was going to stick in Portland.
Right.
Ended up getting traded. Denver got a chance. Still got the critics. And each year, you look at each year, from year to year year.
It's true.
He's improved drastically. Drastically. From a guy averaging 1.9 points a game to averaging 16 points a game last year. And even as a starter, last year the games that he started, he averaged 19.9 points a game. It's crazy.
No, I don't know how you don't root for a guy like that, and especially one that reps Memphis the way he does, calls it second home, you know what I mean? And just goes out there and makes all the right decisions.
Yeah, he came home for the first time and saw the new practice facility.
What do you
think? And he loved it.
Did he say, I built this place. I helped
he was
y'all
like,
build this
wow, place. Man. You know, so, you know, it was great the way they did him in the facility. You know, you're in the locker room. He was impressed the way, and I don't know if you saw the pictures up top, mm-hmm. Penny Hardaway, they had him and Penny Hardaway side by side.
I didn't notice that.
And it trickled down to Derrick Rose and Tyreek Evans and all those guys.
Mm.
So to have him plastered up there in the front with, like, he was just like, wow, with Penny Hardaway. And he knew Penny Hardaway was the best player ever come out of Memphis.
You've been through there, right? Lori Walton, I'm sure you've been there all the time busy.
It's great.
We keep hearing all this. David Winget's unbelievable. Tyler Harris scored 31 out of 38 points and a half. Jason Tatum was there. Like, what's coming out of there? What do we need to know?
It's just all positivity, man. You know, that's an NBA arena. I mean, NBA facility. You know, just the things they have in there. You know, it's a great place to be. Obviously, you know, I had, you know, some of my pro guys in there training. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Sky Labrizier.
Yeah.
He was there. Antonius Cleveland.
Can we get your code key so we can get in that thing?
Man, I wish I had one. I wish I had one.
I'm messing with you.
Yeah.
Dude, congratulations.
Absolutely,
on that.
Man.
I appreciate it.
We know
I
it's in good hands.
Yeah, I hope so.
Man,
you
stop.
Know, I'm going to go after it. You know, I got some great freshmen came in. My next class, I'm going after, you know, those guys. So, you know, after this year, we'll be really, 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 really young. So, hey.
That'll you hear that? Everybody out there, Whitehaven, Bartlett, everybody else, that's when y'all can come out East when he's young.
Yep.
You know,
year.
But still, those guys are going to compete, man. Those guys, those young guys that's coming in, they've been winning. They've been winning for a while. So they've been winning. They're all, you know, they respect the middle school programs. Shoot, they don't want to come in and lose.
I'm just happy that these Memphis kids got you around. You know what I mean? Will's,
I appreciate
Will got you in his house. You know what I'm saying? During that season, it's good that.
Yeah, he just got it.
He keeps you locked up.
I can't wait to get out to the new house. I'm waiting to see that one. So.
Yeah. Are you having that built already? Has he already got planned out?
Nah, he's already getting ready to move in. So
what, like 20,000 square feet?
Man, I don't know. It's a nice one though. I saw some of it.
Man, appreciate you and congratulations.
I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. It is Javonte Holmes, new East High School boys basketball coach. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.